educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, November 21st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to hour number two of our two-hour segment. We have been having a few network issues with phone connections and whatnot, trying to reach out to Hugh Simpson, who is a former CBS TV and Newsweek reporter, talking about our vulnerability to a catastrophic breakdown of infrastructure, energy, and food, which is greater than it's ever been because of what? Our dependence on technology. And of course, as I talked about in our last hour, our lack of preparation and survival skills, because apparently 90% of Americans think everything is hunky-dory right now and their government's going to take care of them. I don't even know if that's worse than the big lie about the jab. I got plenty to talk about on that. But Hugh wrote a book, and it's called God's Reset, and it's soon to come out. It's 118 pages long. I read it cover to cover this morning. It basically is fiction. The story is fictional, but there's non-fictional facts enveloped within the fiction, believe it or not, including links, which I looked at, and I'm like, wow, this stuff is real. It's out there. I'll tell you what, this... it's kind of an interesting thing. It's not like Ted Floppel, Koppel, with his book Lights Out that talked all about EMP and what happens with those who are not prepared. 9 out of 10 people will be dead in a year. Well, here we're talking about a book that basically pontificates the idea of 83 million plus U.S. citizens, the government doesn't really give a rat's patootie about, and how they could be moved south, very similar to the movie The Day After Tomorrow with Jake Gyllenhaal and Dennis Quaid, if you remember seeing that movie. And see, it just blows this global warming crap all to hell because these people are lying. I mean, this Dr. Zharkov that is explained in the book talks all about the mini ice age. And you ever notice your weather getting a little bit colder just by the year? Hugh Simpson is here to explain it and what God's Reset is about. Extreme preparedness on land and sea involving a little known, talked about subject called the Grand Solar Minimum. Hugh, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Dave. I'm glad to be here.
Now, the thing is that we both have this background. We were talking before we went on. We both had the third radio telephone FCC license with a broadcast endorsement attached just so that we could be on the air, and then Reagan deregulated it. And so now we're both just, you know, became DJs, and then we became news people, and I became a mobile DJ, and then I became a whatever. Now I'm a talk show host, and you've written a book, and I've written 8 books. And I mean, we're just – you've written multiple books. You've got a bunch of them under your under your belt. And like me, you went through Y2K, and I'll bet you prepped, didn't you?
Oh, I actually was one of the first people to write the first book in 1999 called A Survival Manual for Y2K and Beyond. And I was on CNN. I was on Fox. I became a preparedness survival consultant to one of the largest preparedness companies. And we all thought that was going to be, you know, a disaster. I'll tell you what, Dave, it went right up to the right hour. I mean, I talked to people that were saying that banks were fighting to the last hour to get those codes ready so that we could go back, you know, go into the millennium. But this thing, the Grand Solar Minimum, has nothing to do with digits. It has to do with a natural occurring event that occurs approximately every 350 years, and we just happen to be at the time that it's going to reoccur.
And, of course, now, the last one caused the deaths of 25% of the European population, and we're talking about Arctic freezing temperatures and a mini ice age which caused the gradual ending of the growing season. Folks, are you hearing what we're talking about here? It lasted 35 years.
That is correct. It lasted 35 years. And I just happened upon, I'm sure God had a lot to do with it, but I happened upon in 2019, Dr. Sokovas talking to her colleagues in the UK. She had been formerly with the Soviet Union. She was a respected astrophysicist and specialized in solar physics, and developed this algorithm, Dave, that literally, and anybody that knows anything about science knows an algorithm is not an internet myth. An algorithm is used by Google. It is used by Amazon. It is used by a number of things to determine, like with Amazon, it's used to determine what you're going to buy next. If you're buying preparedness things, they're going to give you about 15 things that you should buy right after you've bought your first one. And so an algorithm is real. It's scientific. And she went back 10,000 years, and every 350 years to about 360 years, there was a grand solar minimum.
Wow. You see, and the thing is that most of, and you've spent, what, 22 years of studying and teaching situational awareness, preparedness, and survival skills. I mean, you know, I've heard your name mentioned in media circles before, but not to this extent. And so when you wrote God's Reset, I mean, obviously, you know, after Y2K, I mean, this must have been, why did you wrap it in fiction? Just to make it, the story more interesting?
No, because I had been on a number of shows, including George's show, as you know, Coast to Coast.
Right.
I've known
George
Norrie, for
yeah.
years. He was a reporter like I was. You know, we're about the same age, I think. But anyway, the thing is that we already know, as people that teach in survival preparedness, we believe that only about 2 to 3% of the people in the United States are prepared for a major disaster. 2 to 3%. And so I went on there, and I was one of the first people to talk on his show on the grand solar minimum, and he was just blown away with the whole idea that, my gosh, this thing exists. Why are we not hearing anything about it? Well, it's obvious that the federal government, as you read in my novel, they know about it. Believe me. I mean, I have a supplier that supplied these hand-crank generators to the federal government and was taken off the market by the government for 3 years to use for their preparedness. And one of their people from Homeland Security, a young guy, came in there, and unfortunately his mouth was a little bit too big, and my supplier asked him about what they were being used for, and he says, oh, we're using them to for an event that's coming up, and we're using them in abandoned mines across America to power up our tools as we refit those abandoned mines.
Yeah, likely story. Abandoned mines. And now you're talking about caves, too, about people actually living in caves. Because, yeah, I read the whole book. I swear to God, I read the whole book. I was sitting here glued to that thing, reading the stories about how this couple sold their farm in Topeka, Kansas to get the hell out of Dodge. And they moved down to South Georgia. So, you know, the thing is, and the thing I've always said, you got to watch where the population is migrating to. You want to get the hell out of there. I mean, if this is the thing, all the Northeast is migrating to Florida, as is some of California. California is migrating to Texas, and why, I don't know. Southern California is about as close to Mexico as you can get. And the only reason that you would not want to be there is because these climate change people who are all talking about global warming. I mean, Hugh, you're talking about just the opposite.
That's exactly right. And, you know, they tried to, this morning, the lapdog that was formerly of the NSA, Dr. Strong, went after me again on YouTube. And I've already investigated Dr. Strong, having been an investigative reporter as a former liberal of the Post Newsweek operation. I investigated this person. Dr. Sokova and I have been emailing back and forth before the show. And she said, he's gone after me. Then I say, present the evidence, Dr. Strong, that I'm wrong, and he cannot present it. And as she said, he's just spitting the saliva. She's very, very straightforward. She's very hard to understand if you went to and listened to her. She is so totally scientific. I have a hard time sometimes understanding what she is saying. We've asked her to apply it, see if she could understand it for Tom and Jerry, you know, books or whatever, and she has a hard time doing that because she's a full-fledged scientist.
Well, the thing is, the grand solar minimums is opposite of the grand solar maximum. And what I ascertained from just reading that brief thing and seeing the picture was in a grand solar maximum, you have a lot of sunspots on the sun. With a grand solar minimum, you do not. And so I could see distinguishable difference between the two, which means that the energy that's put out by the sun is absent. That's how I'm fathoming this. And if it's absent,
that is you are exactly right. And if you see, we've been having all this, the last part of the grand solar maximum with all the sun things. Now we're starting to go down, and you'll see less and less sunspots on the sun. I mean, if you buy one of those telescopes I used to have as a kid, put that little filter in there, and you can look at the sun through that green thing that I used to look at when I was a kid and loved astronomy. You would see on the sun thing, you'll begin to see less and less sunspots.
Wow. And see, this all has to do with our conversation, folks, because Hugh went out and got into the preparedness and survival skill market. And of course, we're talking about the grand solar minimum here, which is the real thing the government does not want you to know about. And I think that, you know, when you talk about Bill Gates and all of them talking about dimming, I mean, we've had Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org. The government is not helping matters, trying to contribute to this by seeding the clouds and doing all this other garbage. We are in a serious situation, and they know it. But yet now here we're talking about 83 million plus Americans that live in the northern portion of the United States being adversely affected by this, especially in the states that we commonly refer to as the snow belt, the ice belt, places like this where temperatures could literally plunge to near zero. And this is going to last for 35 years. And in the summertime, you'll barely, if anything, you won't have an opportunity to have a growing season unless you actually have a greenhouse with some sort of way of powering to keep the temperature constant. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a fair statement. We actually developed that. We have developed, from my Rutherford domes, I studied with the right-hand man, the Buckminster Fuller, for 2 years.
Right.
And fell in love with domes. And the deal is we have developed what we call our Raptor Biodome, which uses a revolutionary water-based system that was developed by my friend Dr. David Epstein. He's a physician, but he became interested in food and things like that, and good food, and he developed the system that's called Bioponica. And the system is revolutionary. Many people have become involved with it. And then you put that in the biodome, and you power it up with solar panels, which we've already experimented with. You can get the power you need to run this operation, and you're okay. However, you know, who in the world wants to live in a cold area? Even if you've got your food warm, you got to live in an igloo, you know, to survive.
Well, see, and the thing is now you also talk about safe area eco villages in this book. And you're going to teach others how to put together these areas. You see, I'm already dealing in steel SIP, which is a panel that has got steel on two sides and foam in the middle. So it looks kind of like a giant sugar wafer. Yeah. Well, steel SIPs, I actually build those.
I know about that one very well.
And so this is the next best thing. And see, you use hempcrete, which in Asheville, North Carolina, baby, this is big. If you look at anything like hemp homes in Asheville, North Carolina on YouTube, you will see them using hempcrete, which I'm a big fan of because they're moisture resistant, bug resistant, and literally you can build those things yourself. Now, a lot of people aren't so mechanically inclined, Hugh, that I think they would have a lot of luck with the dome home. I love dome homes, frankly, because in doing like recording and stuff, these things are fabulous, especially when you're sitting in the middle of one, knowing the way that sound bounces absolutely off the walls. I think it's incredible. I really do. But well, the thing actually, is, living in one.
We've actually figured it, and we have it so it's color-coded. So a blue strut goes to a blue hub. Even I, who is the most unmechanically oriented individual on Earth, you know, can put one together. It's like a gigantic tinker toy. A gigantic tinker toy. And children love to put them together.
I'll bet they do. So the safe areas would obviously be in the southern part of the United States. Because, I mean, what's going to happen with the northern U.S.? I mean, this is the thing. Our U.S. government knows about it. They're keeping it quiet because they don't want to start a national panic. I got that out of the book. Could it affect the grid?
Oh, absolutely. Do you remember in Texas, what was a year and a half, 2 years
ago? Oh, yeah, February 2021.
How about when they thought that the wind turbines would do just fine and they froze up?
That's right. And what do you think is going to happen to all those wind turbines? Yep, in Europe. I mean, look at the wind turbines that are going to freeze up over there when this thing hits. I mean, I remember watching The Day After Tomorrow and those British scientists sitting there having their final drink before the ice storm moved over the top of them and froze them all to death right there in their, where they were sitting. So, you know, you got to wonder, even though that was kind of an extremist presentation, you know, 35 years, think about that. This isn't one of these things where it's going to pass over and all of a sudden, now we can go out now because the day after, now it's thawing and everybody can go out. You just couldn't go out during the evening hours. You had to stay awake all night. That was pure folly compared to what this mini ice age is all about. The fact that Dr. Jarkova has already figured out the fact that these things last as long as they do. What do you see happening in regards to the grid? And how long? I mean, we already know that some of these could last 35 years. If we have our own solar power and the type of stuff you're talking about with the dome homes, how long can we exist that way?
You know, the deal is with the solar panels, as long as we have solar power, enough solar power, we should do quite well, and it's going to require, you know, in these eco-villages to have everything very self-reliant because we will not be able, even in areas potentially where we're talking about that would be safe areas, we're not even sure that they'll have the people there. You know, they may have even gone further south, like the hot new area for Americans to move to right now. I'm sure you're seeing it. I just saw it on the Internet again. Portugal is becoming the hot new area. Americans, Brits, French. I have a friend of mine. She is a top real estate agent in St. Croix, the Virgin Islands. And she and her husband have actually purchased two homes in Portugal. One they do an Airbnb with, and the other one they live in. And they love it where they're in Portugal, and they see the cost of living is, well, according to what I saw yesterday, was $9.95 a month for cost of living. They told me that theirs, since they live a little higher, is less than $2,000.
Okay, but the thing is that, you know, we have a lot of people listening to this show on fixed incomes, and I feel for them because they can't help you. They can't help but feeling trapped. And, I mean, it was really funny. In your book, you mentioned Franklin, North Carolina, and I have a couple that I know that are building a little, I'm not saying fortress, but they're building a very nice house with all sorts of storage and underground. You know, they're preparing right there outside Franklin. It's a nice area, but see, if everybody starts moving to Franklin, you get the same problems that you're going to have in Florida with everybody moving down there. And the problem is when you have a societal collapse, as we have been talking about here, even without EMP, let's say the weather just comes in and wipes out this number of people, those who are able to survive, even with no electricity, I mean, they're going to go out looking for food. And if they're armed, they're coming to your door. And if they know you're prepared, like you're unprepared, we're going to have conversations about your unprepared neighbor. And you've got to ascertain whether or not your neighbor believes that something like this could actually happen. Because if it does, and they're not prepared, well, and they see the lights on in your house because you are, they're coming to your place and you're going to have to say, hey, and you know, we're going to have that conversation about the three levels of approach that your neighbor is going to bring. The first one is begging. The second one is demanding. And the third one is violent. And you're going to have to react. And if they come into the threshold, you're going to have to shoot them. And that's why we see more people buying food, guns, and ammo right now. And items, we've even the suggestion about barterable items like vices, like booze and cigarettes and, oh, my God, toilet paper. I mean, how many times can you wipe your ass, Hugh? That's what I'm talking about. I mean, we saw this nonsense in COVID. And then we find out the government knew all along the whole thing was a farce. Every recommendation that Burks made, she put in her tell-all book, was a lie. So, you know, I got to wonder about whether or not we believe the United States government. And here we have a lone scientist. I know they're trying to censor her to keep her from talking, because the more she talks, the more stuff starts making sense.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. I have been putting up my website and talking about this, and I wasn't getting any results. And I have a company called Stats Counter that does the checking. I looked at it this morning. They always send the stats out for last week. I could not believe what – it was a triple X – more than that. It was about a 10X increase of people coming to my website and looking about the grand solar minimum. I don't know what brought it on, but something brought it on, and it is just – skyrocketed in 1 week.
Well, every time you come on and you start talking about it, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that you've got the God's Reset book coming out soon, and people are going to HughSimpson.com to follow up on this. And see, the thing is about the book, folks, because I got a copy of it, there are actual links in there on my PDF version, and I actually clicked on Dr. Jarkova's website, and there's 23 pages of facts and information there. See, I wanted Hugh to know I read the book, because, see, had I not done that and clicked on those links and did a little more deep diving into what he's talking about, I would not realize just how valuable this book is. Even though he's portrayed it in fictional form, he's basically putting the mindset of the average American who believes that something disastrous could happen against those who say, oh, you're full of the proverbial caca. That is not going to happen here. The government says it's global warming, and then you don't know what you're talking about. You see, they bought into this. Wow, we're at the break right now. If you got phone call questions, I mean, the number 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Hugh Simpson's going to stay with us for the balance of this segment, and we're going to talk more about the grand solar minimum. You got questions, now's the time to get on the phone and ask. Dave Krieger will be back here shortly. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central. Well, actually, it's 12:34. If you're on my time, it's 12:34 in Hugh Simpson's time. He's joining us here. He's got a new book out that's soon to hit the market called God's Reset. And I'll tell you, if you thought that, I mean, this is a new thing. We're talking about somebody who used to be a reporter. He's also a DJ like me, but he's a reporter for CBS TV and Newsweek. And he's written this book, and it's not out yet, but it's coming out. And literally, he is on the forefront of emergency preparedness. The number is 844-769-2944 if you want to chime in on our conversation. During the break, we were talking about Asheville, North Carolina, being kind of the seed capital for hempcrete and everything, all things hempcrete. They're building houses out of this stuff. And if you can imagine, and we were talking about the idea of putting in steel struts and things like that. Imagine combining a steel sip house and imagine, you know, you've got hempcrete, you've got these dome structures that I love them. I would like to build one on my acreage here in the hill country up in Texas, because it is warmer here, I guarantee you, than it is in Arkansas where my son lives. The temperature in Lubbock, Texas, which is latitudes north from us, was 21 degrees. So, you know, we're looking at this and people going, global warming? Really? Hugh Simpson, welcome back to this segment. Folks, if you want to chime in, now's your big chance, because we're talking about safe areas, where to go, what to do. And I told you, folks, if you have an issue, besides the credit repair book that I gave away as part of a promotion we did, you've got to understand that when we're talking about this kind of a structure and scaling down and living green, it means that you have to look at the alternative energy sources and be able to put one of these things together. And what Hugh is saying is they go together like Tinker Toys, and you just have to match the sides. And we need somebody to help manufacture it. Hey, I'm game. I've got the website, shopaffordablehomes.com. How affordable are these things, Hugh? Now you got my curiosity up.
All right. Somebody asked me because they were looking at low-income housing for the Atlanta area, and they have a lot of down there. And I don't know what the labor cost is in your area, but I gave all the other men concrete foundation of six in. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, it's like a monolithic slab, basically. And my slab here is on rock, solid rock, and it's 5.5 inches at its with the 2 foot piers. The 2 foot piers are all around the perimeter of the rectangular barn dominium I built. But the thing is that the plumbing is, you know, coming in to the slab, but it goes up and overhead through the crawl spaces, because the entire thing is like one big insulated walk-in cooler. And in the wintertime, it keeps the heat in, and the only place it leaks out is if you have windows and doors that are not, you know, energy efficient. So it basically, $10 a square foot is what these cost to build, as far as the steel studs, and that's to dry in. From the studs, the outside walls going up, that took 2 days. The roof took another 3 days. The steel studs took the balance of the 16 days it took to put the entire structure up on the slab. 16 days.
You know how long it took to put up one of my studs?
How long?
1 week.
1 week? Incredible. So the thing is that, you know, computing up the fact you've got $10 a square foot, roughly, what is the square foot of the dome structure?
The square foot that I was looking for these people in Atlanta was 32 feet in diameter. That would give you an 800 on the bottom floor, 200 optional law, and we got it down to $75,000 turnkey.
Wow, that's incredible. All right, so folks, do you hear that? This is something that even the fixed income elderly can live on. And I don't know, did we get financing set up? Because I've got financing set up in Texas, including the land, from a portfolio lender that won't securitize the paper. So, I mean, this is the thing. Have you investigated financing for this yet?
Yeah, we talked to some people about, I've talked to some venture capitalists, I've talked to some other people, and we feel like we could get that, because currently, over 1,000 counties in the United States of America approve of dome living.
Okay. And see, I'm in an unrestricted area, so we can put one up. If you live in an unrestricted area, that's half the problem, Hugh, is buying in an area that will allow these to be built.
That's right. And now a lot of these so-called housing code people are finally coming around to the idea. They must not have taken a geometry course, Dave. They must not understand that a dome, which is normally like a cave, the same way as a cave, is the strongest structure on the planet. That any mechanical engineer will tell you that. And ours is a dodecahedron dome, which was developed because when Buffy developed his dome, people at MIT said, oh, we can develop a better one. They did a dodecahedron-style dome. That's what we use, is a dodecahedron-style dome. And that dome is by far the strongest structure on planet Earth. A dodecahedron dome can withstand a Category 5 hurricane wind.
That's amazing, because a steel ship can do the same thing, 230 mile an hour. Scotty in Virginia, how are you, sir? Are you on the road today?
I'm on the road, Dave, heading back. Delivered the load down in Kentucky this morning.
My goodness. Hopefully safe travels.
All right. I had a little sarcastic question on that hemp dome. Can you smoke it if you got fired? On a more serious note, a little bit of just something to laugh about. But, you know, if there's a catastrophic event, nuclear war or something like that, we live up here in the Appalachian Mountains in the coal fields. There's a lot of coal mines, underground tunneling and stuff, which do run into a lot of problems with methane and getting some oxygen into the areas and stuff. But would that be a viable source of sustain from an emergency, such maybe it's nuclear fallout or something like that?
That's not a sarcastic question, Hugh. I read about that in your book. The government's doing it, Scotty. Go ahead, Hugh.
The government is already, I'm sure, here's one for you, Scotty. They're already taking places just like yours that have been abandoned mines. They are reinforcing it because they're using one of the products that I've been a supplier of, a hand crank generator. It generates 1,600 watts of power. Fire departments have used them. Police have used them. 150 was sold to the Stargate operation of the U.S. government out west. And so now they took it off the market, Scotty, for 3 years so that they could do the very thing you've got in those underground mines there. They are reinforcing those mines, going in there and everything like that, and redoing those with this equipment to put our president,
Yeah, we're having a little bit of breakup here, Hugh.
You're right. Those coal mines, some of them are 30, they're shaft mines, some of them, which go like 3,200 feet deep down in the ground and then go for miles back underneath the earth. And they even mine some of that coal and store it underneath the ground until they can get it outside because they can't get it outside fast enough. We're talking about massive, massive areas underground. But the only problem I foresee is your oxygen and some of the methane.
And your oxygen guy could be run by one of our crankawatts. They run the oxygen supply because they've been doing that as they built these underground places for the government. They do this thing. I had the pleasure of unpleasure of having a pulmonary embolism. I was telling Dave, and they had me on an oxygen unit. And I looked at that thing. I said, I could plug that into a crankawatt if I had to and get plenty of oxygen. So, therefore, this thing can do that. And by the way, Dave, I told you about the domes. We are now with you to manufacture the crankawatt. The owner of that is looking to train some people on how to manufacture those because he's been doing it. He's manufactured over 4,000 of them. And they've been sold to everybody under the sun. Every government organization, all of them have used these things. And he wants somebody to help him manufacture those because he's in his 60s. And he's willing to teach some people how to manufacture those if they've got the financial wherewithal to buy the parts and have a little mechanical ability to put it together. He will let them learn to make those things and market those also.
That is amazing. And I'm looking at the Raptor Biodome right now on your website, extremepreparedness.com, and that's Xtreme without the E on it. And those look awesome. I mean, absolutely awesome. And this is the one I'm looking at. It's a greenhouse, and it's all about the bottom trough with the fish and crayfish and whatnot, because the mud bugs are making all the nitrogen waste you use to grow your vegetables and fruit. So, I mean, this is huge, folks. What we're talking about here is perfectly sustainable and achievable. But again, does it really matter where you put them if you've got one of these bunker dome type of structures? Does it really matter if you're in the Northeast or someplace that is not considered a safe zone, or would it be better to build these things further south where you're away from all of that?
It'd be better to build in places like you are in Texas and right. Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Florida, South Georgia, all those areas that we did not see the mini ice age last time that happened 350 years ago. The areas that show, if you saw the globe, the areas that we know, and isn't this ironic? Mexico, if you looked real careful, was totally green, no white there whatsoever. And I recently saw a month or so ago that Americans are flooding into Mexico and buying anything and everything they can find down there.
And the Mexicans hate it. They don't want us there.
I mean,
the irony of it, Hugh. The irony of it.
The irony of it. That they will probably start putting their Mexican guards up there on the border and saying, "Turn around, pal. We don't need you."
Yeah, this is just amazing. So here again, we're talking about extreme preparedness and the Raptor Biodome. And I'm looking at pictures of it, and I'm going, damn, I should have built one of these, too. I still could, probably. The thing is, unless you know, because I got the barn dominium, there's nothing wrong. I mean, I've got this greenhouse, and it's not really performing the way I want it to. This thing looks really, really crazy. And, I mean, the thing is if you're building a greenhouse, that means you're only paying for the structure, and you don't have to worry about the interior as far as retrofitting it other than with plumbing and electric. And then you have to have a way if you've got solar. And because of the fact that we're talking about such a small square area here, that you should be able to literally have your own biodome and grow your own groceries and vegetables like ad infinitum, ad nauseum with one of these things, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can get your crayfish and your fish down in the bottom, like you said, supply the nitrogen. You can grow your veggies, you can grow your fruits, you can grow your wheatgrass, your herbs, everything you need. Everything you need can be grown in that biodome, everything.
And you can put your chickens and your rabbits in there, and they can make eggs and fertilizer in the same thing and keep them safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're thinking outside the box here, folks. This is why we're on the show. I want to have Hugh back on if we start doing our podcast. We're researching into doing some deep, dark, deep. I mean, we're talking about the kind of stuff that you only talk about on the dark web. This is the kind of stuff that people actually need to hear because the government is not telling you these things. They're not telling people because the DOJ is being weaponized against everybody and their brother. New report out just now that they're increasing the surveillance state on Americans. I mean, with stuff like this going on, you know, who needs enemies? The thing is, on safe areas, we had Joel Skousen put out Strategic Relocation. You're familiar with that book.
Uh-huh.
Now, there something... obviously, you are looking at, you have a book out called Disappear and Reappear.
Yep.
And you've got another one called Grid Going Down.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and talk about those two real quick.
Let me tell you a real quick thing for everybody to try. And this is where you can see what it's going to be like. Go to your box, your electric box, on a Friday night and shut all your electricity off until Sunday night. And
yep.
See how you do. Just see how it goes.
You and I have the same mindset, Hugh, because I keep putting that challenge to everybody. You want to see how you survive without electricity? And see, I visited Pennsylvania Dutch country and watched how the Amish live. And I bought the book out of one of their Amish stores called Living Without Electricity. You try that. If you're so plugged in, and I feel sorry for those people that are addicted or have to be on CPAP or oxygen or something that requires electricity to live, and all of a sudden, if EMP or something crazy happens and you have to survive and you can't because there's no juice, I mean, we're going to lose thousands, not to mention the air crashes. We're going to lose thousands, tens of thousands of people just in the first few minutes of an EMP attack.
Absolutely.
And, you know, God forbid what's going to happen. And I mean, we're talking about extreme preparedness. You, I know you and I are on the same page. We're so plugged in over this. It's not funny. And I appreciate it. Even Scotty, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your sarcastic questions on this, because really, when it comes to extreme preparedness, you, there are no sarcastic questions, are there?
No, there. And there's no not thinking out of the box. This is out of the box thinking. If they want people to learn to think out of the box, in the back of my book on extreme preparedness on land and sea, do you know what I suggested?
Go for it.
Mothballed aircraft carrier. That you take the mothballed aircraft carrier, you put the growing operation on top of the aircraft carrier, all the food, you could have one heck of a bioponica operation up there on that top of that aircraft carrier. You could do in the next area where you kept the planes, you could put your chickens, your rabbits, and everything like that. They formerly had hospitals on them. They formerly had mess hall, and they formerly carried 1,000 personnel.
Wow, talk about somebody convert one of those things into a floating hotel that's totally self-sufficient. Am I thinking outside the box there, Hugh?
No, you're thinking the same thing I am. Some person is going to say, that is amazing. That, and they're mothballed. They're ready to be used, as I said in the book. We talked about it in the book. If you when you read that book, you saw that we were talking about using mothballed Navy aircraft carriers and converting them to over to so that people could live on them. And believe me, out in the ocean, if they have their food and everything like that, and they're in a safe area of the ocean in the 10 degrees above and 10 degrees below the equator, those are the areas. And by the way, all these people that are so wealthy that are buying like Jeff Bezos and all those that are having their mega yachts, where do you think they're going? To that 10 degrees above and 10 degrees below, because that is where all of the wealthy are building those mega yachts for.
For sure. Now, the thing is I know you've got plans in place for your own survival, but the thing is that these people that are moving into those regions that you're talking about here, not everybody has the wherewithal to do that. So we have to look at practicability, because we're not all rich, you know, corporate entrepreneurs. Even though I've encouraged people, look, start up your own LLC. They're moving manufacturing out of this country. Here's a way right now that literally, I mean, we could do, and I've talked on this program before, Hugh, about CLTs, about community land trusts. Wells Fargo has actually financed these in Atlanta, Houston, and San Francisco, and they're very successful operations. We've got tiny home. I mean, this is the next best thing and even more energy efficient than a tiny home. Even the ones I can build out of steel SIP, these dome homes have actually, I think, more usable space, and you won't get as claustrophobic. And with the window space here, you're not going to get claustrophobic like you would in a tiny home, because tiny homes are mostly walls with very few windows, folks. So I'm already seeing everything that Hugh is seeing on this. I would love to put these things on my Shop Affordable Homes website.
You're welcome to do it, brother. I mean, I want as many people learning about them, and the Raptor Domes website, you know, you're welcome to use all the information on that. You're welcome to use all of that. I will help you in any way possible, because I want affordable housing, especially for our young people. Our young, you know, my age, 76, you know, Lord could take me tomorrow morning, but I want these young people that are having enough common sense, by hope, to realize they are our future over that 35 years. Their children are our future over those 35 years, and we must protect them every way we can.
Well, I think that most of the people, especially the family unit that this government is trying to break up, I really believe that that's exactly, even with this manufactured dystopia about globalists not They won't stop hacking humans. They're trying to transhumanize us. They're injecting us with vaccines that have graphene oxide and all sorts of other garbage in them that literally is causing millions of deaths and will continue to. It's causing brain fog. It's causing memory loss. It's causing dementia. I mean, we have a lot of people right now that literally are confused, that don't understand what's happening to them. And man, you really blew me away with that 3% number there, Hugh. I thought it was a little bit bigger than that, but apparently we have that many woke people out there that aren't getting it. So hopefully you're listening to the show. You're sharing it with your friends. So the thing is, HughSimpson.com is the website you can go to. But we also have other websites out there that are part of this, extremepreparedness.com with just the X, extremepreparedness.com. And the thing is that Hugh and I guess we're going to have a conversation about how we build these dome homes, because I'm definitely down with that. And we have a steel fabricator already at the ready that can take my specs and run with it.
Beautiful. And the greatest thing about it is if you want to do some wooden ones, wooden ones, a CNC router will cut it all. In fact, a CNC router will cut all the metal struts and huts.
Interesting. All right. Well, we're going to have a conversation about that. And in the meantime, folks, like I said, this is a podcast waiting to happen, just because we can put pictures on the screen and show you what we're doing. Because unfortunately, with a program like this, we can't. But we're out of our time at this segment. And Hugh, we need to have you back on the show at some point in time in the near future. But at the same time, I do want to get together with you, and we'll talk about this. The book is coming out soon, all right? It's called God's Reset, and you can keep checking the HughSimpson.com website. I'm sure he'll have it up there. And understand, you want to get a discount on the book? You can get that at Hugh@HughSimpson.com. That easy. So he'll have it ready for you. Hugh, thanks so much for being on the show. And hopefully we can do some business together. Thank you, sir, for so much. God bless you and the work you're doing. Folks, we're out of time. But in the meantime, we're going to be back tomorrow and Wednesday, off for 2 days for Thanksgiving. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. What's left of it. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only because